Hey, it's Brittany. I have two free resources and I want to put them in your hands right now. The first is my boundaries guide for when you know you need to set or update your limits with your mother, but you're not sure where to start. It walks you through exactly that. It's going to teach you how to create boundaries based off what you need, and that way, every boundary you set feels really good for you. The second is my Inner Child Healing Challenge, a 5-day email series for when you're ready to look at the little girl inside of you who needed something that she never received. She's still waiting. This challenge is a way for you to show up for her. Both are free, both are immediately useful, and both are waiting for you at brittanymscott.com. I'll say that one more time. Head over to my website at brittanymscott.com and grab these two free resources. Go get them and then come back and let's keep listening. If you've been working on your mother wound for months or even years, going to therapy, reading the books, doing the inner child work, but you still feel like you're doing it all alone, this episode might be for you. Healing happens differently when surrounded by women who actually get it. You've probably noticed that talking about your mother wound with people who don't understand can feel worse than not talking about it at all. Friends might minimize it, tell you to forgive and move on, or just not understand why you're still affected by something that may have happened years ago. Even therapists who are great at other things might not fully grasp the specific dynamics of mother-daughter pain. This leaves you feeling isolated in your healing, like you're the only one carrying this particular kind of hurt. Today, we're talking about why community matters in mother wound healing, what changes when you're not healing alone, and how I'm creating a specific space for this kind of healing in 2026. The silence around mother wounds can be loud. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Society tells us mothers are sacred, so admitting your mother hurt you feels taboo. People are more comfortable with daddy issues than they are with daughters who struggle with their mothers. I believe most women who believe they have daddy issues should probably look more towards their mom. The expectation that you should just get over it because she did her best, that's not advice I give around here. Yes, there's a lot of moms who did their best, but just because she did her best doesn't mean it was enough. There's so much shame in mother wounds, and it can spiral. You may feel guilty for being angry at your mother. You may feel broken and frustrated for not being able to just move on. You wonder if you're being too sensitive or making too big of a deal of it. The shame keeps you isolated and quiet about your pain and stalls any kind of healing or moving forward that can happen. When no one else sees or validates what you experienced, you start to doubt your own reality. When that happens, gaslighting, whether intentional or not, becomes internalized. You need other people to say, yes, that was real, and it makes sense that it hurt you. It's okay to need this validation and to be around other women who get it. Okay, so what makes being a part of a community different than just doing healing work alone? First, you stop doubting your reality. When other women share similar experiences, you realize you're not crazy or oversensitive. Collective witnessing validates your pain in a way individual therapy sometimes can't. You get to hear me too for women who've lived through similar patterns. Next, you learn from each other's breakthroughs. One woman's insight about boundaries might unlock something for you. Seeing someone else practice setting limits gives you the courage to try it yourself. The group becomes a living laboratory of new ways of being. You get to witness other people and take what you need from them and find strength in them to propel your own healing. Next, accountability and momentum. It's harder to stay stuck when you're showing up for other women each week. The group expects growth from you, which motivates different actions and motivates you to keep trying and to keep showing up. You're not just accountable to yourself anymore. You're showing up for others, which probably will light you up and just make you feel more excited about what healing can look like and what it can feel like. You develop new relationship templates. For many women, the group becomes the first truly safe women's space they've ever experienced. You learn what healthy woman-to-woman relationships can look like and what it can feel like. This rewires expectations from all of your relationships. And lastly, the power of being needed, not just needy. Your own healing helps other women heal, and vice versa. You guys need each other. You're not just receiving support, you're also giving it. And this shifts you from victim to participant in your own transformation. Like, you, along with helping others, you're also helping yourself, and you're giving and you're taking, and it's like this like beautiful symphony of healing with other people. This is exactly why I'm launching the Mother Wound Circle in 2026, a group specifically for women healing from painful relationships with their mothers. And it's one of the four groups that I'm launching next year. It's for any woman carrying mother wound pain. Whether you have kids or not, whether you want them in the future or not, it really doesn't matter. Whether you're early in your healing or you've been at this for years, whether your mother is still living or has passed, whether you're estranged or in communication, women who are just tired of trying to heal all of this by themselves. It's not therapy. It's psychoeducational. It's skill building. It's support. It's maybe a version of therapy, but it's wrapped in, it's lots of support and skill building and takeaways and things to practice and things to go do. It's eight weeks of weekly sessions in a closed group. So once we start, no new members. I want the group to feel safe and build cohesion and for the members to build relationships with each other, not new people dropping in and out. None of the sessions are recorded for confidentiality and safety. Your story is not going to go anywhere in anybody else's hands or somebody else's phone to share the stories. You guys get to build safety with each other. And I think the best part of this is that it's led by me, someone who specializes in mother-daughter relationships and mother wound healing. And so not only do you get group members, but you get me. Like, you get to work with me and others to help to heal your mother wound. At the end of the group, you'll understand your triggers and patterns on a deeper level. You'll learn boundaries that actually work, not just things in theory, but I'm going to help you set the boundaries that you need and figure out what they are. You'll stop abandoning yourself to keep the peace. I will help you trust your own voice again, as will the group. And you'll decide what you need and how to move forward towards that goal. Hey, I'm not here to tell you that you should be estranged or not. That's not up to me. That's not up to any therapist, really. It's up to you and what you need and what feels safe and what kind of relationship you can or can't have with your mom. And so you decide what you need, and then you're going to work towards that goal and what that looks like for you. And you don't have to do it alone. So what if you're not ready to share your story? In this group, you share what you're comfortable with, when you're comfortable with sharing it. Listening and witnessing is just as valuable as speaking. The group will feel safer than you expect because I'm going to help make sure that that's possible. What if your situation looks different from everyone else's? Mother wounds show up differently, in different ways, and some of them feel different for different people, but the core of the pain is the same. Emotional support was missing. Diversity in the group actually makes things richer, so having different stories and having mother wounds show up in different ways can help you to process your own. You don't need identical stories to benefit from a community. I think the more diverse the stories are, the more diverse the people are, the richer the healing can be. Okay, what if being in a group makes you actually feel worse? You know, the group is structured to be safe and supportive, not triggering. And so if it ever becomes that, I'm a part of this to help keep things in check and in order and to work to prevent that. You know, clear agreements about confidentiality and respect and boundaries are set up at the very beginning. And I'm facilitating this. So to ensure that everyone feels safe and seen and held and supported and their voice gets to be put into the room, and that really it's a group for everybody who decides to join. Healing your mother wound doesn't have to be something you do alone in the dark. When you're surrounded by women who understand, who won't judge you, and who are doing the work alongside you, everything shifts faster. If you are feeling called to learn more and maybe be a part of a group if it works out and it makes sense for you, head to my website, brittanymscott.com, and go learn more about the groups that I'm offering. Fill out the interest form if you think you might want to join one. The interest form is not you joining. It's you just saying, hey, maybe, I might, I don't know, but I'd like you to tell me more. You fill out that interest form, I can get you more information to help you make a decision. And like, if this is calling to you, just fill out the interest form, get on the wait list. As the groups come up and as they open, because I'm not going to run them all at the same time to make sure that everybody, like each group gets all of me and not me jumping between four groups at one time. When the group is going to become available, I will reach out to you. The people on the interest form will know first and know when the dates are coming up. And if you want to be a part of it, you can join. So if any of this interests you, just fill out that interest form. That way I can send you out information. And if it's the right thing for you, I'd love to have you join a group. You're not broken. You're not too much. You're not being dramatic. Your pain is real. And you deserve a space where it's honored and witnessed. I hope the Mother Wound Circle becomes that space for you. And I hope that if this is the right thing for you, that you'll join me in one of the groups in 2026. You'll get two more episodes on the other two groups that I'm doing. But that's all I have for you today, so I will catch you in the next one. That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.